Expected orders from President Trump today on new restrictions on refugees and Muslim immigrants has many braced for the worst, as Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team reports.
Every day, newly arrived refugees just show up at Marwa Sadiq's office at the Iraqi Community Center in Kent. Many are Iraqi, like her, or from Syria, where she grew up. One big reason they come is to find help for relatives still stuck overseas, often in refugee camps. They've fled their homes because of persecution or war and cannot go back.
There's no way they can do that. There's no way. There isn't home anymore. You know, Iraq or Syria, both countries are destroyed. There's no life back there.
Sadiq followed all the campaign rhetoric about a possible ban on Muslim immigrants or suspension of the refugee program. But seeing those plans set down on White House paper this week set off a deep dread.
Feels more like back home, where the president is in charge of everything and they make all the law.
President Trump has said temporary restrictions are needed so the government can review security procedures. Sadiq says she worries refugee service providers like her will lose funding and refugees will lose benefits that help them get a foothold on a new life here. Sadiq has seen similar restrictions on refugees and Muslims before, after 9/11. We fought then, she says, and we'll fight again. Last fiscal year, nearly 4,000 refugees were resettled in Washington state. Among them, about one in every three were from majority Muslim countries like Iraq, Iran, and Somalia. In Seattle, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.